Tonight, a story breaking that University of Tennessee backing out of a memorandum of understanding with former Rutgers men's football coach Greg Schiano, current Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano. And to talk about this and the circumstances, we bring in Tom Lucci. Tom, currently a special contributor in football for TMGCollegeSports.com for 35 years. He was a sports writer with the Star-Ledger, covered Greg Schiano for his entire career at Rutgers, and Tom also worked at Rutgers in administration for 2 years. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi, Laurie. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Tom, I'm trying to make sense of this situation, and admittedly, look, I was there and covered a couple of the Schiano years, and none of us know exactly what happened with, you know, with the Penn State situation, but I wanted, when this came, I wanted, you know, you were always a somebody who I thought had a good handle and understanding of both Greg Schiano and also his years coaching with Rutgers. I wanted your impressions of this and what transpired on Sunday.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just, it's nuts because, you know, listen, I'm a proud old school journalist. It's just, and this stuff is kind of crazy. I think it's combination of a couple things, Laurie. You know, the irresponsibility and power and of social media, mm-hmm. number one, because they took this information that they never substantiated or investigated about, you know, Greg having ties to Sandusky's, you know, child abuse at Penn State, which, you know, according to the court reports, and I've talked to Greg about this a couple times through the years, but the prosecutors never investigated those claims because it was determined to be hearsay. It was not enough supporting evidence. There's never been any ties. And Greg has adamantly denied any knowledge of that in the times that I've spoken to him. You know, that's on the one side. And then the other side, I think you have the lunacy of an SEC fan base. You know, this is a league that's going through five coaching changes now. And I'm sure there are probably fans at Alabama that want Nick Saban fired because he lost a football game. So you it's kind of that convergence of all these crazy factors. And, you know, I know, having spoken to Greg, we still text a lot, but I probably spoke to him a couple of weeks ago when we just chatted. And I know he would like to try one more job. And this might have been a good fit for him because, you know, there were a lot of things in place where you can win. And he wants to go into a situation where it's not a rebuilding situation because he's getting a little older, and I just don't think he wants to go through that again after going through it at Rutgers. So this seemed like it was a good situation, and it looked like he was going to be the coach, and then it just completely unraveled because of an angry fan backlash.
And what I find interesting about it, again, as you said, the attorney general who, having heard that about the the claims that McCreary made, that decided that it didn't have enough merit to pursue further. Obviously, if he thought it warranted investigation, he would have. And now we have a he said, he said. And the truth is, we'll never know. And I understand that any accusation can absolutely bother people. But this strikes me, from at least my read on it on social media, this strikes me as having much more to do with a Tennessee fan base and their inflated sense of their institution, who they think is showing up to coach, and that disappointment in it not being John Gruden than any moral high ground. So,
well, that's clearly a factor. I agree with you 100% because, as I said, the attorney general determined it was just based on hearsay, and, you know, again, I don't even know if Greg would ever admit it to me if it were true, but he's always adamantly denied it. We've talked about it off the record. You know, I was there from day one, you know, when he showed up at Rutgers. I was there all 11 years, you know, probably didn't miss more than a handful of practices during that time. So we got a chance to talk a lot, and we still talk. And I don't know. There are a lot of things you can criticize Greg for. But, you know, I think as far as being a moral and upstanding person, no, I don't think you can do that. And, you know, I take him at his word, having known him for probably 20 years now.
And, Tom, talking to Tom Lucci, and, Tom, you covered, you worked for the Ledger for 35 years. You covered college football. You still are for so many years. Have you ever seen any situation that was similar to this one, with the deal being really completed, and then the AD and kind of caves to public pressure?
Not like this. I mean, we've seen coaches renege at the last minute. I mean, even Greg, when he was offered Michigan, I think he went to bed the night before he was offered Michigan, thinking he was going to go to Michigan that day. And then when he met with his team, he had changed his mind. He had a change of heart. I think what we've seen in the pros, we've seen, Billy Donovan was going to take a job.
Well, certainly,
but that was different than this.
Bill Belichick famously with the Jets resigning.
But that wasn't fan backlash like this. I mean, this was angry fan backlash. And to be honest with you, Lori, I wish the Tennessee fans were up in arms about these perceived allegations against Greg, as they should be against the perceived allegations against Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. Charged by a school trainer.
Yep.
But it's different. He's a Tennessee guy. So there's a little hypocrisy going on there, too. Again, I just think the SEC fan bases are so out of control. There's so much lunacy in that conference. Money doesn't matter. I mean, can you imagine firing Kevin Sublin when he's won 2/3 of his games at Texas A&M? What are the expectations at these schools?
Yeah.
It's like you said, I think Tennessee has an inflated sense of self-worth, and the expectations there are just unrealistic, because there's nobody coming through that door at Tennessee that, is going to wow the fans.
Yep.
They just, for some reason, they didn't like, listen, if you didn't like Greg's coaching record, coaching background, the way he coaches defense, I get it, but to use this as a rallying cry, it just doesn't make any sense. And then to have it really take off and have a grassroots effect on social media. I mean, social media essentially cost a man a chance at a job today.
Yeah, it's a scary,
crazy
and scary precedent. Tom Lucci, really, really appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Lori. Good talking to you.